Recorded Books presents The Real Hank Aaron, an intimate look at the life and legacy of the Home Run King by Terrence Moore, narrated by James Shippey. To Samuel and Annie Moore, the perfect parents and my personal Jackie Robinsons, and to my brothers, Dennis and Daryl, who occasionally listened to their big brother. Introduction. As news, weather, and sports continued to flash on the television screen across the way, Henry Louis Aaron went to sleep in an easy chair in the bedroom of his Atlanta home on the night of Thursday, January 21, 2021. He drifted into eternal peace by early the next morning. Later that evening, his wife-turned-widow, Billy, asked me a question that felt like a hammering Hank line drive slamming against the logical part of my mind. Who, me? That's what I thought. Then again, Billy's question made sense. Will you be one of Hank's honorary pallbearers? She said over the phone with the reality of Hank's death still fresh and shocking. Of course, I said yes. No sports journalist understood the essence of Hank Aaron better than I. And as our years of conversations turned into one, two, and before long, 4 decades of riveting dialogue for the ages, we grew close enough as friends for me to hang up later from Billy to rejoice more than grieve. I kept focusing on how the good Lord, as Hank often used to say, gave all of us several extra innings with the greatest baseball player in history. After all, Henry Louis Aaron almost died 7 years before he did, but hardly anybody knew as much. I knew. From the time I first spoke to Hank over the phone during the spring of 1982, when I did research at the San Francisco Examiner on a groundbreaking series called Blacks in Baseball, through his final days on Earth, no reporter chatted with Hank more than I. He was famously private. Even so, he was totally open whenever we huddled either in person or on the phone. We were kindred souls, and here's why. Jackie Robinson. We both understood Jack Roosevelt Robinson, the idol of Henry Louis Aaron and among my all-time favorite sports personalities. Since Hank and Jackie remained men of conviction despite everything, and since Hank saw the same traits in me while he provided guidance through much of my 25 years of racial turmoil inside and outside the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, as a lightning rod of a black sports columnist in the Deep South, he understood the truth. The truth was that I got it. I really got it regarding all things Henry Louis Aaron, the most genuine, the most courageous, and the most outspoken of the wise men who ever played games for a living at the highest level. Every once in a while, Hank would utter something like this: for you to keep standing your ground despite all the crap you have to take with people trying to intimidate you into changing who you are as a writer or just trying to make you quit. I admire what you're doing, Terrence. I always would get chills. Then I would quickly say, well, sir, I admire what you're doing, too. We both would chuckle. During my stay at the AJC through April 2009, and later when I became a national columnist for various internet sites as well as a frequent commentator on national television, Hank contacted me to deliver his inner thoughts regarding just about everything, especially when he wished to communicate to the rest of the world. Hank told me rare stories about his playing days for the Braves of Milwaukee and Atlanta, and later for the Milwaukee Brewers during the final two of his 23 major league seasons in 1975 and 1976. He explained his admiration for Jackie Robinson and his fearlessness as an outspoken proponent for social justice. He ripped baseball officials regarding their treatment of African Americans both on and off the field, and he hadn't a problem challenging the attitudes of those reflecting negatively on humanity. The bottom line, Hank spoke here and there to reporters, but he saved his deepest thoughts for me on everything, even on Barry Bonds. Otherwise, Hank vanished from the end of the 2006 Major League Baseball season through most of the next one, when Barry raced toward breaking Hank's record for career home runs at 755. Hank spoke to me, though, because, well, I got it. Before Barry edged close to Hank's record, Hank bore his soul to me in unprecedented ways on his turmoil as a black man dealing with death threats and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?